This is Rio Pacino for PodTech.net. I'm here at the Intel Developers Forum here in San Francisco, California. I'm here with Rochelle Whelan, who is the Ecosystem Marketing Manager for UMPC Marketing at Intel, and also Pankaj Sinha, who's the Program Manager for UMPC Technology Development at Intel. Welcome to the podcast, guys.
Thank you.
What exactly do each of you guys do? What are your guys' role at Intel?
My role is to ensure that wireless technology is ready for UMPC. As you know, for one of the key features of UMPC is always connected, for which wireless is critical, all the different wireless technologies. So my role is to ensure that we're ready with those technologies.
And Rochelle?
So I work in the marketing organization of the Automobility Group, and I work with hardware and software developers to optimize their applications for the ultramobile PC. So you'll hear us talk about the ecosystem of solutions that need to be available when an OEM wants to launch a product, and I would work with those ecosystem developers to make sure that there are solutions well-targeted for the UMPC.
For those who are unfamiliar with ultramobile PCs, go ahead and just give me a brief synopsis of what they are.
Absolutely. So the ultramobile PC category describes a category of devices that blend the flexibility that you have with the PC with the mobility that you have with a more portable handheld type of device.
Now, Pankaj, this question is directed towards you. Tell us the difference between ultramobile PCs in comparison to a laptop like I have in front of me here and PCs in general.
There are a couple of differences that we can point out. One is ultramobile PC will have always connectivity and the high mobility, so you can take it anywhere you go during the day.
How about from a technology standpoint? How do they differ? Applications, etc.
So technology-wise, one of the big differences is going to be the location adaptability. Do you want to get more on that?
The ultramobile PCs will have location capabilities to enable a whole host of exciting location-based services that you could have on these ultramobile devices.
Now, are there any other UMPC applications or technologies that are being unveiled here today at IDF?
Absolutely. We talked about two different exciting new capabilities that will be coming to the ultramobile PC. One is a smaller package size to enable smaller form factor devices. So from devices that are more in the 7-inch size range to devices that really could be even in a 5-inch display size range. Another capability that we discussed today at IDF is lower power solutions. So the products that will be coming out in the future will have about half the power of the solutions in 2006 to enable a much longer battery life, 4 to 5 hours.
Pankaj, any challenges UMPCs face currently in regards to its technology or its applications?
Well, you know, that the UMPC can take advantage of the existing technologies, which is based on the IA architecture and operating system. On the other hand, because of the other features that we're adding, the mobility, etc., there are other challenges in terms of making it more user-friendly and easy to use anywhere, anytime. For example, touchscreen. What else is there? User interface challenges.
What problems specifically with the touchscreen?
One example would be instead of stylus-based, it could be finger touchscreen. A stylus could be standardized, but fingers are not standardized.
Right.
So it has to be for all shapes and sizes of fingers. So those kind of challenges you've got to face.
Last question for you guys. The future of ultramobile PCs, where do you see it headed as far as its technology?
We believe that it's important for these form factors to have all-day battery life, so that'll be an area of focus to continue to drive down power in these devices to enable a longer battery life solution for end users. Another key area is the form factor, the actual physical size of the device. We want these devices to be more of an always-carry kind of device, and so that really means a smaller form factor. So again, we want to make these devices smaller so that they become more of an easily portable device to carry all the time.
I mean, this is going to be really cool devices that people are going to carry around. Like Rochelle mentioned there, a lot of new features will be there in these devices, and that poses challenges. And that means there's a whole bunch of opportunities for everybody around in the ecosystem, starting from ISVs, IHVs, the ODMs, OEMs. There's a lot of opportunities to people to participate in this new category of PC.
Do you see it maybe replacing laptops anytime?
We believe that the ultramobile PC devices are really more of a companion kind of device to something like a PC. Mm-hmm. We're focused on some consumer usages around entertainment and internet usages, and they're really complementary to, for instance, a home PC where you might want to sync and go with your content from your home PC, take it with you, have access to that everywhere. So we really see it as a complementary kind of device.